Kelman on cliffcentral.com.
It is very boring to be like, yo, you can check out my online magazine. And this is absolutely the case for Pendu Kuta, who joins us now live from Cape Town. She's the woman behind Unlabeled magazine, and she gets to do exactly that. She gets to say, yo, check out my magazine because I'm dope like that. I mean, this is the case, right, Pendu?
Yes, definitely.
And you're doing some unbelievable work. I've kind of immersed myself in unlabeledmagazine.com today. And, you know, in your Twitter bio, you say it's a new online magazine inspired by youth culture in South Africa. And you log onto it and you just, it just looks so aesthetically pleasing. And you start to read the different posts in that. And it's very, very cool. It's quite a big undertaking to say that you're going to reflect South African youth culture, but you seem to be doing a very good job of it.
Yeah, I mean, that was, you know, why I decided to start the magazine, just to tell South African youth stories, because I felt like when I was doing fashion that we weren't really being represented enough. So that's why I took on Unlabeled magazine.
And it's been an unbelievable journey since 2014. Talk to me about what you foresaw the project to be and what it's turning out to be in 2016.
Well, you know, in 2014, I didn't know that the journey would be this crazy, you know, because I studied fashion but never really studied publishing. So some things I learned along the way, but you know, I made mistakes, but it only made me like stronger and made me grow more. So in 2016, I'm really excited about, you know, where Unlabeled is at. There's so many, you know, growth plans and things to look forward to.
It's particularly also a good year for you because you are one of Design & Daba's 2016 Emerging Creatives. What does that title mean? I mean, does it put more or less pressure on you?
Definitely more pressure because, you know, the previous emerging creatives are just like a group of amazing people who I respect and admire so much. And even the emerging creatives of 2016, there's so much amazing talent. So definitely a lot of pressure, but it's good pressure. I love pressure.
Let's talk about this term youth culture. I mean, it seems like something that marketing directors who are old and between the teeth would throw around in a boardroom and say, oh, we need to tap into youth culture. We need to get the brand in a youth culture space. I mean, for you, youth culture, just as a term and how it manifests personally for you in your life, what does it mean?
I mean, for me, it's nothing really difficult or technical because I've been living it for, you know, the past few years. But in the greater sense of things, I think youth culture is just being fearless. I think the youth of today are very fearless, very vocal. You know, they do things in their own way. And there is a rebelliousness to, you know, being youth. Yeah.
How important is it to be rebellious, and how does one build the right gauge of when you should be rebellious, when you shouldn't? Certainly what you're doing in this online space, some people would even consider rebellious because you're going against traditional media, you're putting stuff out there instantaneously, you're kind of going into a space and saying, I own the space of representing youth culture, which is a little bit rebellious in its own way, but it's all in a good way, right?
Yes, definitely. You need to have, you know, purpose for your rebellion. You need to, if you're driving change, in your rebellion, then that's a good thing. So rebellion is not necessarily, you know, always a bad thing. It's just about not conforming and not being constricted to, you know, how everyone does things. It's just about questioning things and, you know, making people uncomfortable a little bit so you can drive positive change.
So really big word that you dropped just now. It's a word that I love to speak about because I have no idea what mine is and it's difficult. And now, like, you're literally on the other side of the country, 2 hours away by a plane, but we're getting so intimate on Skype, but we're just going to forget about that and have a real DMC here. This word is it's purpose. And sometimes I find it empowering to hear how other people are figuring out what their purpose is, because it can help, you know, other people figure out what theirs is. So where are you with that word? Because obviously that word is a big inspiration for everything that you're doing as a creative.
Yeah. I think purpose is such a personal thing. It's a personal journey. So it has to do a lot with knowing yourself and knowing, you know, like, I don't know, it has a lot to do with reflection and knowing yourself. That's how I would define purpose and finding your purpose.
When people speak about this being a lost generation, I mean, how do you counteract that? And what are you tangibly doing that is, you know, testament to how you're counteracting that?
I think in the past few decades, every generation has probably been called the lost generation.
Yeah.
So I don't think that's anything new. But I feel like we're not necessarily lost. I don't think this generation is lost. I think we just have a lot that we have to deal with. There's a lot of going on in the world, and we're all exposed to it all the time. The internet is crazy. And communication is, you know, super fast. So I think you can either use that as a tool, or you can see it as, you know, a negative thing. I don't know. I feel like there are a lot of positives with this generation as much as there are negatives. And I think that's been the case with, you know, every other generation.
I feel, you know, and I mean, I don't have any other reference point because I am part of this generation, but I do feel a strong sense of, you know, this being an age in which creativity is starting to be applauded in the way that it should be and encouraged in the way that it should be. Obviously, you know, not to the extent that would be ideal, but certainly if you turn around to your parents, I think it's a little easier now than what it would have been 10, 15, 20 years ago and say, you know, yeah, I actually don't want to do what you told me to do. I'm going to do my own thing. It seems like more and more people are doing that, which is a good thing and a great sign of the times. In terms of your own creative journey, and the obstacles that you've had to face in uncovering and unlocking your creativity, how have you fought through those obstacles that, you know, a traditional society would impose upon you, and, you know, as they try and force you to become a lawyer or a doctor? How have you kind of overcome that and really just followed your own inner voice in unlocking your creative potential?
I think for me, it's been about being surrounded by like-minded people. And that's kind of helped make the journey easier. I think definitely when you're surrounded by people who understand your struggle, then it just makes things easier. That's, I think, one of the main ways I've been able to kind of overcome certain things.
And I mean, you're just doing such unbelievable work. I think it's so fantastic that Design and Daba are, you know, recognizing and showcasing emerging creatives such as yourself. When you think of your future and you think of where you want to take Unlabeled, where you want to take the other projects that I have no doubt that you're involved with and spearheading, what is the instant feeling that, you know, sort of manifests in your soul?
Can you repeat that, please?
So when you kind of think about your future, what feeling do you get?
I'm really excited, honestly. I'm so excited about my future because, I don't know, I just feel like, you know, even the sky is not the limit. I want to break new boundaries. I want to, you know, try to do things that, you know, people think are really not that possible. I want to do a lot of amazing things. Yeah. So I'm really, really excited about my future because I have a lot of plans in place. And, you know, a lot of people will be seeing a lot more of me
Fantastic. Well,
and my work.
I have no doubt that you're going to continue to go from strength to strength. If people can take away one thing from the life and times of Pendu Kuta, and there's one message that you want to leave everybody with, what is it?
Don't be afraid to dream and put those dreams into action. Don't just dream.
That's it.
Make it happen.
You got to action it. You got to action it. Well, you're certainly actioning it in a very beautiful way, working on Unlabeled Magazine. You're, of course, the woman behind Unlabeled Magazine and one of Design Indaba's 2016 Emerging Creatives. Pendu Kuta, thank you so much for joining us from the Mother City.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Kelman on CliffCentral.com.